You're listening to me, your lovable host, L. Rod, here on The Rod Eccles Show.
You want to know what time it is? It's time to bring the rain.
Zinc Media. Feel the power of knowledge.
Elrod coming to you live from the Bunker Eye Studio, located somewhere in the great granite state of New Hampshire, where the state motto is still live free or die. It is not big government or bust. Welcome to all you liberty lovers and ecclesiastites on this Friday morning.
Welcome to Freedom Friday.
Yes, it is Friday, August number 17 in the year of our Lord 2018. We begin hour number two here. For those of you who don't know, if you're just joining and you're a new listener, welcome to all the new listeners out there, by the way. On Fridays, we take things a little bit lighter. I bring you some funnier, lighter stories that I don't normally bring you during the rest of the week. This is all to celebrate sliding on into the weekend and celebrating our increased freedoms thanks to one President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, 45th Executive, Chief Executive. Yeah, I know that there are idiots out there that think just because they didn't win that somehow the presidency is broken. What they seem to forget is that Trump didn't just get installed into the White House. He was elected. And, you know, we need to do the lack of education I have found. Now, I knew it was bad, folks. I knew that the lack of education in this country and historical education of the United States was very bad in our public schools. I didn't realize how bad. Thank you, Twitter and Facebook. Thank you, social media. I've seen it by having, you know, conversations, if you will, with people. I've seen how bad it is. They do not understand because they weren't taught it. So they don't understand the concept between, this is why I say words have meaning, folks. They don't understand the concept of country versus republic or union. They don't understand the concept. When you tell them that the United States actually and officially is not a country, it blows their mind. Oh, yeah, the U.S. is not a country. Right, we're not a country. No, we're a union. And it's not all that different from the European Union. Not all that different from the former Soviet Union. We just don't take you into the country and you become a state. You have to apply and then be approved by a supermajority of the existing membership. It's like joining a club. Puerto Rico wants to become a state. They just don't get to be a state. They've got to do certain things to improve themselves, to meet certain standards as set forth by Congress. They've got to go through the process of being approved by was it three-fifths? Three-fifths of the current membership or three-fifths of the 50 states have to say, yes, let Puerto Rico be a state. It doesn't happen overnight. It never has. Even going back to the 13 colonies, folks, they were 13. Before they agreed to the Constitution, there was no United States of America. This is what a lot of these kids do not understand. Oh, we had the Revolutionary War. We won. We were a country. No, we weren't. They were 13 individual countries. That's the meaning of a state. This is why we're still called states. Not because they decided to get together and form a country. No, because each one of those individual 13 colonies wanted to keep something of themselves. There was never, if you go back and look at any of the founding fathers' letters or speeches, there was never a thought of becoming one country. No, never. There was no way Pennsylvania was going to become a country with New York. It wasn't going to happen. So the idea was, you know what? Why don't we just become a union? Because together, we can put some things, some aspects under one roof. You know, like military, negotiating with foreign countries. We can put that under one roof. If we join together, we can speak with one voice that way. While at the same time, maintaining our individuality. That's exactly what you have in the European Union. They have certain commonalities that they talk with one voice now in the European Union while they maintain their individuality. It's not the country of Europe. It's the European Union. We're the United States. It's in our freaking name. United States. United countries, basically. I really can't believe I have to try to explain this to people, but they absolutely, literally have no clue. That's how bad it is. I've even tried to explain, if there's one mistake that the founding fathers, one huge mistake the founding fathers made, and that is having to call the chief executive officer of each state a governor instead of president. Because that's exactly what it's not Governor Cuomo, it's President Cuomo of New York. But that's been the problem. Not to mention, of course, you know, was it 1917? 1923? One of those 2 years. I always get my dates mixed up. When our wonderful Democrats led, I'm not saying the Republicans, some Republicans didn't agree, but it was led by Democrats, changed our Constitution with an amendment that allowed state senators, instead of being appointed by the states, to be elected by the people. That took away the state's representation in Congress. That's a bad idea for a union like this. And it has been an utter and total disaster for our country. And it needs to be reversed. Rod, we should be allowed, we need proper representation. We've got it. It's called the House of Representatives. By the way, we should demand at the House of Representatives stop with this silly notion that only 435 people should be able to represent this country. That, again, not the way the Constitution was designed. Just an arbitrary number. Oh, we only need 435. No. That's not the way it was designed. The House was supposed, it was the people's house. The Senate was the state's house. See how everybody's represented? And then the president is the president of everyone. And they don't get how the Electoral College makes things fair. Well, how is that fair? Well, because it prevents, you know, like four or five states dictating to the entire country, I shouldn't use that word, to the entire union, who's going to lead them. The founders understood this point. They gave you direct representation in the House of Representatives. There's your direct representation. They gave the states You know, the each individual country, their equal direct representation. No state, no matter how big the state is, they got two senators. No matter how small the state is, they have two senators. The states are all equal. And then the people get their equal representation in the House. And then the country or union representation between both state and people is the president. Therefore, they had to find a way or figure out a way to make it fair for everyone. So it could not be direct popular vote that elects the president, because that would mean that four or five big states, and when they ran for president, they'd ignore at least 30 to 40 states, because they'd have to go for the big ones to win them. Because that's all it's going to take. You know, you win California, New York, Illinois, Florida, Texas, and Pennsylvania and or Ohio, and you're the president. If it was a direct vote. But since it's an electoral college type of system, well, that makes it a lot more fair. It's not perfect, but it makes it a lot more fair. As we see, they also believe that it's the first time that a president got that was elected got less votes. Popular vote. No, it's not the first time. It's happened almost a half dozen times in this country's history. But again, they don't know this. They don't know this. But it is so tiresome to try to explain it to them on Twitter, because they just don't, because they don't know the meaning of words. That's the big thing. This is my big pet peeve, folks. This is why you have to understand the original meaning of words. They do not know the meaning. They just hear these things and they think that that's the way it is and the way it's always been. No, let me repeat. The United States is not a country. We're a union. It's in our name. Yeah, I don't know how else to put it. But it blows their minds when you're trying to explain it to them. Oh, yeah, we're not a country, right? No, we're not. We're not. We're just not. But speaking of that, the House, here is from 538. Again, now folks, here comes the fantasy land. Now, again, let me put it in perspective in case you missed the last segment. I would not be surprised. I would not be shocked. I would be upset, but I would not be surprised or shocked if the Democrats were to retake the House. It's pretty historical. I mean, since it hasn't happened every midterm on a president, but a majority of the times, within the 2 years, that first 2 years, there is a switch in the House. In other words, if the president is Republican, then within 2 years of him being elected, if the House isn't already Democrat, it usually flips to Democrat, and vice versa. That's just historical. Why? I could not even begin to speculate, especially when you have a good, solid, well-liked, popular president. Why would they flip the House on them? But that's the way, you know, the Americans like opposition, I guess. We don't like one-party rule. Evidently, we don't. We just don't like it. So I would not be surprised, even with as popular as Trump really is, part of the problem is that the Republicans did it themselves, because, you know, half of them are still never Trumpers. That's a problem. And they're shooting themselves in the foot. But I wouldn't be surprised if the Democrats took back the House. Now, remember, the margins between the two parties in both the Senate and the House are razor thin. It would not take much to flip either side, the House or the Senate. It really wouldn't. Now, I would be a little, even though the Senate majority for the Republicans is razor thin, I'd be a little bit surprised if that flipped. I would not be surprised if the House flips. Simply because how the Republicans have reacted to Trump for the past year and a half. They shot themselves in the foot. Especially in the Senate. I mean, McConnell doesn't realize how much Republicans hate him. Yeah, the voters. I think this is why Paul Ryan is getting out, because rather than change and go back to the old Paul Ryan, he's decided, well, screw everybody else. If they don't like me, I'll just leave. Well, bye. So I think McConnell hasn't figured that out. But Ryan figured it out. And, Ryan just decided, well, I'm not going back to the old me, how when I first got elected to the House, I was, ultra-conservative, fiscal hawk. No, I don't like that old me, so I'm not going back, so I'll just leave. Fine, bye. But you've got this. Now, remember back in August and September of 2016, it was even up to Election Day. Oh, yeah, it's a 95%, chance that Hillary Clinton is our next president. It's a fait accompli, man. It's done. Just got to finish counting the numbers. They're repeating the same thing. I'm looking at some of these. The 50 seats could flip in the House. Really? 35-8 says it's only 1 in 4 chance that that the Republicans can keep control of the House. And they're going to win 58 seats. They're going to flip 35 Republican seats. Hey, at least. Are these people nuts? Well, yeah. But this is why I always implore people to get out there and vote. Especially if you're Republican, get out there and vote, because they are going to mount a campaign of cheating like we've never seen before. You get Charlie Kirk out there. I see Charlie Kirk put these numbers out there all the time. He says that there are more than 250 districts across the country where there are more voters registered than eligible living in the district. Well, that's a problem. And by and large, and look, you got in Ohio, in the 12th district, over 170 people that are at least 116 years or older. That's not possible. You've got this is stuff that's out there. And of course, if you talk to some leftists, there's no proof of voter fraud. Oh, wait. The Russians interfered and helped Donald Trump cheat. Well, how could Donald Trump cheat with anybody, let alone the Russians, if there was no voter fraud? Do you realize that, we only count the votes? We don't count whatever the Russians say or do. We don't count whatever anybody else says or what they've done. We only count the votes. That's it. And if you're trying to tell me that it's due to Facebook ads that they put out there to convince people to vote for Trump, well, that's a bunch of BS, because, hey, I thought the Democrats were blaming Comey for reopening and then shutting the Hillary Clinton case. That's what killed her chances. So that's not the Russians, unless you're going to say that Comey's a Russian plant. But they have this, and they're going to press this, and there are going to be some people that believe it. But I'm telling you, don't believe this. It's the same as back in 2016, folks. They're projecting their fantasy. Because when you get right down to certain districts that they're claiming, it's all a lock for Democrats, it's not a lock. They've been saying this over and over again in all these special elections. And really, the Democrats have been getting their clocks cleaned in these special elections. No, they haven't lost 100% of the races. No, they haven't. But the vast majority, over three quarters of them, they have lost. And in some of those cases, the Democrats have spent a ton of money to win, and they still didn't win. So this notion that, all of a sudden everything is flipped and in November it's just going to be this tremendous house clean. Don't buy into it. And think of this. If people were so upset with Donald Trump, if they were so upset with, if they hated his policies, if they hated his Make America Great Again, if they thought he was a racist, then why would the Democrats only win like 50 seats in the House? I mean, shouldn't this be a complete and total and utter blowout? Yes, it should be. But the negativity is only within the lamestream media and the ultra-leftists. It is not in the general public. The general public, as we keep seeing in these polls, even though these polls are suppressed, is that his popularity just keeps rising and rising as the economy... What is the, another number here, economic numbers... Oh, crap. I just had this. Where is it? Something about teenage... Oh, by the way, there's a new NAFTA deal with Mexico, evidently. We'll get into that story. Youth unemployment. Here it is. Youth unemployment hits 52-year low. And this is from the Wall Street Journal. Data suggests more opportunities available to some groups that historically struggled to find jobs. Meaning, hey, you know all those black and Latino kids who are facing at one point under Obama over 50% unemployment? Well, the unemployment rate among young Americans, evidently, according to the Wall Street Journal, fell to its lowest level in more than 50 years this summer. 50, even kids, teenagers. Americans between 16 and 24 years old actively looking for work this summer. 9.2% were unemployed in July, the Labor Department said, a drop from 9.6% youth in July of 2017, and double-digit rates in 2016. And this is the lowest it's been since 1966. Un-freaking-believable. Even your kid can find a job. And we're supposed to believe that Americans are mad and hate Trump. Why? Because he's bombastic? That's it. We've got unemployment still at unemployment rate still at below 4% and dropping. We've got labor participation rate at over 62% and rising. We've got black unemployment, Latino unemployment of adults at historic lows. We've got teenage and young people unemployment, the lowest has been in 52 years. We now have, evidently Trump is saying that we've got a new deal, NAFTA-type deal with Mexico. And he even said, you know, we're not talking to Canada right now. So Canada's going to get left out. Now, now that he's got a Mexican NAFTA deal, how much you want to bet that Canada wants to come back to the table? Walmart declares best economy for consumers in decades. The economy is booming that even trucking companies are buying new over-the-road trucks, big rigs. And there's so many orders that there is now a backlog. And yet we're supposed to believe that over half the country hates Donald Trump. Y'all must be think we stupid, to put it in colloquial terms. I mean, the economic news is, well, Donald Trump's an arrogant SOB. Yeah, he is. And he's, whether or not you like arrogance or not, he's got good reason to be. He's the president of the United States, which every person who's ever been president that I've known of, and have been able to see with my own eyes, has a little bit of arrogance to him. It comes naturally with getting the job. But this guy has got the reason to be a little bit more arrogant because everything that he said if he was able to do it his way, everything he said would happen is it's happening even better. I mean, he's running around, yeah, this is happening better and faster than I thought it was going to. So anybody who's that right on something, don't you think they're going to be a little bit arrogant? Yeah, I don't hold it against them. I hold it against a person who's arrogant like Barack Obama, who has absolutely no reason to be, other than he has a title. He has no reason to be arrogant. Donald Trump has had some accomplishments here, folks. They're all good things, by the way. Now, evidently, they got a new deal with a NAFTA deal type deal with Mexico. Remember when they said that Trump didn't know what he's doing in foreign affairs and trade?
I'm not Rod Eccles, and I approve this message.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-595-2614 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 595-2614 to take your call now. Call 800-595-2614. That's 800-595-2614. Again, 800-595-2614.
We've all heard of male enhancement, but now there's an expert on true male enhancement in the areas that really count. In Herb Ellis's book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, you'll find answers to questions like, why doesn't she want to have sex? A quick start, quick results workout guide. Plus, what you can do as a side hustle to make money now. With all the great tips in this book, every man can benefit. Get the book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, on Amazon.com.
It started with a knock, but it wouldn't end there. What happens in the story next, many wouldn't understand, and most wouldn't believe. 5+2=Perfection by Samuel Rosette Jr. is a must-read. The scriptures within are reminders of the ancient past, and yet intriguingly infuses with texts which stand on the edge of the stage of relevancy. Available online at Westbow Press, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and SamuelRosetteJr.com.
This holiday season, help Soldiers for Stockings improve the morale and welfare of members of our armed forces deployed overseas. Now through November 20th, there is so much work to be done, and you can help in many ways. Download the stocking pattern from stockingsforsoldiers.org and start sewing today. Volunteer to help decorate and assemble stockings. Donate Christmas candies, snacks, nuts, chips, drink mixes, DVDs, books, magazines, lip balm, toiletries, and other items needed to fill the stockings. Or help make packets of snowman soup, hot chocolate to send along with the stockings. For more information, patterns, and a list of items needed, visit stockingsforsoldiers.org. This holiday season, help send our troops a touch of home. For many, it's all they will receive. All stockings need to be completed by November 20th. So get started today at stockingsforsoldiers.org. That's stockingsforsoldiers.org. Stockings for Soldiers, sending stockings filled with joy to our soldiers in harm's way for the 9th consecutive year.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-471-9742. That's 800-471-9742. Again, 800-471-9742.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 7ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.7ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 7ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Excuse me, I had earlier this week, which was back on Wednesday, this was reported from out on the left coast, from Sacramento. A Trump supporter claims he was attacked by, I love how the you know, throughout this entire story, this is from CBS in Sacramento. Throughout this entire story, CBS prominently tells you that this is a claim and alleged, and there's video of it. There's video. But hey, when you know it comes to something else again, something anything against a Republican, we're led to believe that it's actual and factual. It's not alleged; it is. But just keep that in mind as I read you the first few paragraphs of this story. A Trump supporter claims he was attacked by the lead singer of a punk rock band when he jeered the front man's political statements. Now, Tim Hillebrand of Galt, California, says the attack happened at a Social Distortion concert at the Ace of Spades in Midtown, California. Hildebrand says he grew up listening to the band's music and was excited to attend one of their shows, but never thought he'd leave bloody and bruised at the hands of a famous musician. Cell phone video taken at the concert captures a moment. The Social Distortion fan says he was beaten up by the band's frontman, who is 56-year-old Mike Ness. He said, I wasn't able to defend myself because people in the crowd were holding me back. But they continue to go through the alleged incident. It's on video. You can clearly see the participants. It's not alleged. Unless it's his twin, Mike Ness beat up Tim Hildebrand at a Mike Ness concert. It's not alleged. Now, the story doesn't say that if he's actually going to press charges. Hell, if I were him, I would then sue the you know what out of him. But these people can't be heckled at all now. You know what this reminds now, folks. I'm going to make a comparison, and some people are just going to some are going to think I'm nuts, and some are just going to laugh their ass off. But come on now, where do we see? or before Trump was elected, where did we see this type of behavior? When a good person or anyone said something good, and that other person just totally and completely lost it. Well, it was usually in horror or thriller movies that involved the devil, right? Satan in demonic possession. Now, I'm being serious as a heart attack here. If you mention the word or name Trump, some people, it is like saying the name Jesus Christ. They will flip out on you. It's an amazing thing. So this guy is a Trump supporter, and so he jeered. You don't go to a music concert to hear a bunch of Neanderthals, dissertate on why they hate Trump. So what'd you go to there for? Especially a punk, punk rock it used to be counterculture. That's what it was. You didn't go for the mainstream stuff if you were a punk rocker. That's why you dressed the way you did. That's why you listened to the music you listened to. That's why you hung out with the people you hung, because you all thought, yeah, man, anybody over 30 sucks. It's kind of like Flower Children, back in the 60s. Never trust anybody over 30. Well, that was punk rock of the 80s, pretty much, when it was really reached its height. It was the same thing. Now, these people are older, which means they're trying to relive their youth by going to a concert of a 56-year-old punk rocker who was in his prime probably back in the 80s. I never heard of this band, to tell you the truth. Who are they called again? Social Distortion. Never heard of them. But okay. I don't know how long they've been around, but evidently this guy's been around for a while because he's 56 years old, which means he's at an age where he would have been prime time age in the 80s at the height of punk rock. At least the height of punk rock here in the States and in Britain. So this guy goes to a concert because he likes the music. And the lead singer, stops the show or in between songs and starts dumping on Trump, and he jeers at it a little bit. Next thing you know, he's being beat up for it. I mean, honestly, has this happened to any leftist yet at the hands of any conservative? No, because conservatives don't do this type of stuff. We're not possessed. So somebody told me it's the Hillary spirit, man. She's an evil woman. She's just an evil woman with evil on her mind. Anybody remember that song? Who sang that, by the way? Oh my goodness, what is it? 70s? Going back in the 70s on that one? Any case, it's safe to say that this guy probably isn't a fan of this group anymore, but. there you have. Go to punk rock concert. Yeah, and let's, other than being in a mosh pit, punk rockers used to be extremely nonviolent. I mean, they were the meek kids in the discards for the most part. At least here in the States, they were the meek kids. The outcasts, and that's who they were. They weren't dangerous to anybody. They weren't even dangerous to themselves for the most part. And you go to a punk rock concert because, he's probably one of those kind of kids back in his high school days. And he gets beat up by one of his music idols. I'm sorry, man, but this is way out of hand now. Way out of hand. Speaking way out of hand, and more bad news for you Apple lovers. this is from BGR. A 16-year-old. A 16-year-old hacked Apple and stole 90 gigabytes of secure files. Now, I thought Apple was one of the most secure products on the planet. Yeah, you could. You had to be brilliant. Well, evidently, this 16-year-old must be that brilliant, because Apple's servers are widely believed to be unhackable. And to date, the company has not. Well, it says to date, the company hasn't suffered any massive breach. No, to date, the company hasn't admitted to any massive breach. That would expose user data to hackers. Well, it turns out that while most hackers might not be able to get into Apple's servers, a 16-year-old Australian with a passion for Apple managed to do it, stealing some 90 gigabytes of secure files and accessing customer accounts in the process. The best part, according to BGR reporter Chris Smith, the best part is that he stored it all in a folder called Hacky Hack Hack. what you think maybe he's proud of himself? Hacky Hack Hack was the file that he put all that 90 gigabytes of secured data. Well, evidently it wasn't all that secure. And why do I say that it's only what Apple admits? Because how many times have we heard about a security breach into secure accounts and files of a company, but it happened 9 months ago? Oh, yeah. You know, we've seen this pretty, you know, Target was actually, didn't Target get sued over this? I remember something happening to Target about Target announced today that, you know, customer records were hacked and breached. Here it is, September, back in February. Wait, what? You're waiting 9 months almost to tell us this? You know, and of course, the news goes on to say, you know, people should Target is getting in touch with all the customers that could have been affected, and, you know, you should change your password. A little too late, 9 months later, to tell us. Honestly. So that's, and their Target is, I'm not just picking on Target, they just come to mind. But this has happened over and over and over again, numerous times, from many different well-known and well-respected companies. They, you know, they get hacked or breached, and customer data, even TRW, well, it's called Experian now. You know, the credit reporting, the giant credit reporting agency got hacked. Millions of accounts were exposed. They waited months to tell people. So when somebody says, well, Apple's never been hacked, well, Apple's never admitted to being hacked before. Trust me, there are companies that have been hacked that we have not been told. There is no law that I know of that forces companies to report to the entire world that they've been hacked. At least not here in the USA. I mean, I know there's, I think there are laws that say that they have to report to certain government agencies and blah, blah, legal and, you know, law enforcement. That could, yeah. But there is no law that says that they have to tell the media, which then tells everybody else. Now, maybe I'm wrong in that. I don't know of any law, though. And so if there is a U.S. statute that requires them to report within a timely manner, I don't think 8 or 9 months is a timely manner. I don't think a month is a timely manner. I think as soon as they find out that they've been hacked and that information has been stolen, it may take them, you know, it should not take them months to figure out how bad the damage is. You know, it should take them only a couple of days. So within a week, they should be announcing, hey, you know, we got hacked. You better do something about your own accounts now. I'm just telling you, warning you. But they can wait months. And sometimes this stuff isn't even reported to the general public at all. Because I don't believe there are any laws in the books that force them to do this. So therefore, Apple, you know, as secretive and quiet as Apple is, I'm surprised that this story got out. Tell you the truth, you know, Apple is a lot like the company. What was the name of the company that's behind BlackBerry? I can't remember all these names. I'm terrible with names. I admit it. I'm terrible with names. You know, I recognize faces more than I recognize names. I guess I'm a, that makes me a visual person. I know I'm a visual person and I'm talking on the radio. That is kind of odd. I am just a plethora of dichotomy. But this they don't have to report. So I mean, your stuff could. This is why you know professional personal security people tell folks to change their passwords a minimum of twice a year. Now, there are some companies that do force you to do that. Most do not. I mean, not just their own employees, but their customers. I mean, because some, you know, I used to get upset with that. Now, you got to change your password. Well, I don't want to change it. Well, you got to change it because you can't continue unless you change it. So you got to change it. And they have these, the problem with some of these automatic password changers. Now, there was a problem with that about a year ago. I remember a report on that. It wasn't because it would automatically generate supposedly a near unhackable password and that people couldn't remember it. No, the problem was that people, because they didn't think up the password and they didn't want to write them down, so they thought it would be secure to put it in these password lockbox types of things. But come to find out, these companies that had these password lockbox services got hacked. And that they were able to put in cookies, if you will, into some of these types of services that whenever a new password was generated, the hackers knew what the new password was. So oftentimes they knew the password when you didn't. I never used those services. I thought there was something fishy about this. Something else, something online is going, or that is connected online, is going to generate a password for me. I'm not making it up, so I don't know the password until it tells me what the password is. And some of the stuff was automatic. You know, you didn't generate the password and then go put it into your account. It automatically, people connected this stuff to this software on their computer or online. And I always thought that was a little fishy. But yeah, so don't rely on these automatic password generator things either, because they're not as secure as you like to think that they are. Nothing is. Not even Apple. Not even BlackBerry. I mean, well, BlackBerry was pretty damn good, where even governments had trouble breaking BlackBerry servers and their code and everything, but their encryption. But understand, if it's created by man, it can be broken by man. Pretty simple. Actually, it can be done easily, too. All it takes is one disgruntled employee who knows what he's doing. Just one. And the employee doesn't even have to be fired. They can still be working there. and it gets worse when you have companies that agree to the government to put in back doors. Yeah, that is the worst that you could possibly do. I mean, Apple has refused to do this, and I know BlackBerry, BlackBerry's parent company, refused to do that too, which is why in some Middle Eastern countries, BlackBerry got banned, because they wouldn't be able to break into them, and they wouldn't give them a back door or access. So they said, no, go pound sand, literally. So they got banned. Apple ran into a little bit in the country, in a couple of foreign countries too, I do believe. They ran into this problem of either being threatened about being banned, or they were actually banned. And I think it was the Middle East, because they wouldn't give them a back door. I know our government wouldn't get they wouldn't give our government a back door. But then Apple has, you know, decided to play along with the Chinese. So we'll see how that works. It's not going to end well, I can tell you that. I'm not anti-Apple. I've just never been this sycophant Apple fan. Never. I've never bought anything Apple. In fact, the two Apple products I do have were given to me as gifts. I've never purchased anything Apple. Just because I don't think that they're worth the price. Based on everything else, especially today, based on everything out there. Maybe at one point in time, you know, Apple was vastly superior. But it isn't anymore. And in some cases, the non-Apple stuff is superior to Apple. But you can't tell an Apple sycophant that. Not at all. They just won't believe you. But just so you know, Apple is hackable. And it has been hacked by a 16-year-old. So, I don't... If you own any Apple products or have any Apple accounts, you may want to change your Apple password. Just saying. Can't believe it. Anyway, let's go back in time a little bit. Here's a story that I've had before that I wanted to bring to you as well. You know, people out there, another one of those things I never fell for. I thought, nah, there's something going on here. This doesn't seem. I know it's just water vapor, but there's the stuff that you're putting in the water vapors for flavor. There's something, nah. But evidently, this is from the UK Sun. Vaping fears: e-cigarettes are appearing to be more harmful than first feared. Now, some experts are similar. Damage is similar to the damage that's seen in smokers and people with chronic lung disease. Now, again, I would ask, what is in the flavors that you add to your? Because other, you know, why else are you smoking it? Just so you can puff out water vapor? Water vapor alone is not bad. In fact, with some people, water vapor directly into the lungs it can be a good thing. We know this. You know, there are some treatments that you know, the oxygen, that they have to moisturize the oxygen treatment and to put some moisture into the lungs for whatever reason. It can help. But in carefully monitored doses, by the way, you get too much moisture in the air and in the lungs, and it gets very difficult for some people to breathe. That's why muggy days are very bad for especially the elderly. It's not just the heat that gets to them, but it's also the congestion that forms because of all the moisture that they're breathing out of the air. And it gets in their lungs. And they can't get rid of it. But so that's a big problem. But for the vast majority of people who are just using these e-cigarettes every once in a while to puff on and smoke, and they inhale, it might not be a bad thing for them if they're in good health. It's what they put into these things, the flavor. I don't know what the hell it's made of. So researchers have found that e-cigarettes boost the production of inflammatory chemicals in the body. And the vapor kills protective cells in the lung that keep the air spaces clear of harmful bugs. These cells should engulf and remove dust particles, bacteria, and allergens. But the vapors of an e-cigarette seem to be killing them off or covering them and preventing them from doing their job. Just a little bit of warning there if you like to vape. You may want to think twice. See, this is why if you're going to enjoy tobacco, don't chew it. That's just disgusting. I have never tried chewing tobacco because it is just disgusting. Got to spit it out. Yeah, it's gross. The cigarettes stink, and they really are bad for you. Now, for the most part, people who smoke a pipe or cigars don't inhale. So what we're limited to is not lung. You don't find lung cancer to be a problem, or any other internal organ cancer problems related to smoking, with pipes and cigar users. What we're supposedly at risk is mouth cancer and to a lesser extent throat cancer. That's what we're told. Because we don't inhale. Well, what fun is it not inhale? Because we're not trying to get it in us. We just want to taste it. That's the whole point. You know, it's kind of like, you know, well, especially with cigars, you know, cigars have nuances. It's even more complicated than wine. And you got a lot of wine tasters. They don't drink it. You know, they swish it around in their mouth and they spit it out. Although I've been to wine tastings and I don't spit it out. You drink it. that's how you enjoy it in my book. But yeah, that's what they do. Well, that's the same thing with cigar and pipe smoke, but especially cigar smoke, is you take a puff and you taste, and it's in your mouth and you taste it and you blow it out. You don't inhale it. Now, some people do it too hard, too fast, and it gets past the tongue down towards the throat before, and I do that and I cough. Yeah, it's cigar smoke is very rough in the back of the throat, but so you don't let it get back there. At least I don't. And but I don't inhale anything. I mean, you may accidentally inhale a cigar every once in a while, but trust me, you'll know that you've done it. Even if you are, you know, like a 10-pack-a-day cigarette smoker, you'll know you inhale cigar smoke, and you don't want to do that.
You're listening to The Rod Eccles Show. Let truth be told.
See that cute little dog in the pet store?